March 30, 2005, it's a Watt from Pedro show.
Thank you.
Pedro Show. Whoa. Here we go. Last edition. Hi, Brother Matt.
Hey, how's it?
Last edition before I sally forth on tour number 55, which is Europe one, which is my first Watt Europe tour in, since the Engine Room Opera. So, 7 years this spring. 98. Black Gang, Bob Lee, Joe Biza. And, well, that's a trip. That's a trip.
So you're going to
been there a lot with the Stooges and stuff and other things, Jay Maskus, but you go over there as Watt again. It's going to be 37 gigs, 41 days. You can go to thehootpage.com, HOOTPAGE.com, and check out the days there. First gigs, Rotterdam, and some German gigs, some Austria, Slovenia, Croatia. Fortunately, no Serbia. Next time. Didn't plan it right. Fuck, kink in the hose. Then some Switzerland, Italy. Six Italy.
Wow.
At that.
Sweet.
Three Spain. Some Belgium. England, Scotland. Finish up in. Oh, and there's Amsterdam, one more Dutch one. And then finish up in Ireland.
Oh, cool.
Ireland, we've. Actually, we only have the stuff like bass. And Pete Mazich has been very cool to let Paul use his organ. So bringing that over.
Very cool.
So we'll play whatever amps they got there in Ireland. But, you know, I've played there a bunch now, maybe four times, but the first time is Watt. So that's kind of neat.
Uh-huh.
All years you couldn't play Ireland. So it's righteous. And I haven't played Slovenia and Croatia since... 89.
So you're going to be playing festivals or clubs?
Was it 91? It's been almost 15 years. No. I think every one of them is a club gig.
Oh.
So, you know, sort of like Euro version of a U.S. tour.
Oh, cool.
But then when the Stooges, you know, 2 weeks after I get home, I got to go back, and I get to go back and play with Stooges, and a lot of those gigs, most of those are festivals. In fact, a couple of them are really huge. Reading, Leeds, and England, biggest festivals they've got. Already sold out.
Nice little variety in between the two things.
Oh, yeah. Iggy called me, I was telling you, and Ronnie, and really good spirits. Ronnie told me now they got 31 songs written.
Oh, wow.
So I'm going to have a lot of songs to choose from. Looks like 2006 is when... Recording kind of dealio for Stooges.
There's some old ones.
We should say what we played. There's some old. What donates has the shit the pleasure pad here. I mean, the Love Grotto at the Pleasure Point. We started with John Coltrane, Love. I think off Meditations. It's from this, you were commenting on.
Yeah, man, that's awesome. Coach.
Yeah, it's this great thing. John Rosenfelder gave me. The classic quartet, all the studio recordings in one dealio. It's even got like a metal binder.
Yeah, like a leather metal.
Right, binder. Leather bound with metal, and then a big old book in it. And then after that, we had Al May, Order in the Nothing. Order out of Nothing, I think. That was trippy. What were you saying it was?
Oh, it just sounded familiar. Kind of like El May, maybe a little Euro. Ellie May.
Ellie May.
I don't know.
Is El May Spanish? Maybe it's Pig Latin.
No.
Right?
Yeah, it could be, I guess.
For the letter L, right, you would say El May. How does the Pig Latin thing work?
You take the first letter off and put it at back and add an A.
That's it.
That's a concept, never really mastered it.
That would be a hard one, though.
Yeah.
If L was the first.
Yeah, there's nothing to drop.
Mel. Mel would be El May. Right?
I don't know. Where do you get the M?
No, let's say the original word was Mel.
Oh, okay.
Then it would
be
El May.
Yeah. I get you.
Okay.
Hey, Mel.
Okay. Raymond's got an Austrian buddy, does art with, brings him to Vienna, puts on the things. And he also collaborates with him musically. His name is Hans. He's a cool cat. And he was in Long Beach yesterday, had me come on over. And he's recorded with Raymond before, and they've done another thing, a new project called Crinkum Crankum. In fact, Raymond's performing it tonight in Portland, Richard Meltzer's town. And we're going to play a tune from here. You know, I think he was telling me that Regis, Raymond's pop, is on here.
Oh,
one
yeah?
of the songs. I don't know if he wrote the words or he's actually singing.
Wow.
You know about Regis, right?
Just recently, yeah.
He's a character. He's a great guy. Miss him much. Anyway, we got a song from the new Crinkum Crankum.
Secret
album's called Crank It Up. And it's a tune called. It's called Jerky Beef Jerky.
Right on Raymond.
Yeah. Watt for Pedro Show.
Bye. past our hidden head. I wore each face I never did. Let it become mine again. Let those go wearing thin. Pick up where I have left it all. Let's chase the summer into fall. Let this land be a place to call my own, so I can find what's left. To know where I have nearly been, who owns a map to all my friends, who gives what to me what I give to them. I am stashed out, so I am hidden. Do I know just what I am? I'm hidden with no plan. Send her blazing memory as dying embers. Now, crooked laugh. Late at night, low, so swift confusion. Now we drive and past the landscape that we'll try to keep in sight again. Because the music brings me back to life. I can sing and there's no strife. No struggle, it's not meant to be a strife. Sing, wah, 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 wah. Sing, wah, wah, wah. Sing, wah, wah, wah. Sing, wah, wah.
Okay, you guys. Dang it. This one's written up by Bob Dylan. It's called Joey, Joey, Joey. Blah, 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 blah.
From Pedro Show, there's some Johnny Thunders, Joey Joey. Played some of this last time, Bootlegging the Bootleggers.
Oh, yeah.
He does these little intros to each tune on here. So he's taking the songs off the bootlegs, but then he, like, introduces them each. Right? It's not him at the gig. It's him, like, when they're putting the thing together, he gets it right. Oh, hey, guys. Okay, boys and girls.
Johnny.
Before that, we had Little Wings with Sing Wide. Kyle, the man behind Little Wings. I'm sure his father would be glad I would call him a man. His, you know, his papa's big football coach. And Kyle didn't want to go that way. He's a big man. But he wanted to sing. Not wear shoes. Sorry, Pop. My life. He's a great guy. Met him at the Old Tomorrow's Park. Oh, yeah, Georgie was just over. When I played with Georgie in England.
Yeah.
Georgie was just in Japan with Tom Watson. Playing with Red Crayola. I think he was there 2 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah, Richard Boddy said he went and visited Georgie and came to the door in a kimono. Before that, we had Catwell Gomez and Jordan with Fancy Gap, Chapel Hill, North Carolina band. Then something live from upstate New York, The Witching with Monkey Chunky Funky. And we started it off with something. Ava sent that to me, bass player. Jerky Beef Jerky by Crinkum Crankum, which is Raymond Pettibone's new recording. Hans Weiglin. Raymond, I think, was his vocals. He always writes all the lyrics to his projects, but he doesn't always sing every tune. And I think one of the Austrian cats was singing there. And I think Raymond came in on the end. So, it's good stuff. Remember Ninja Academy?
Yeah, they were cool.
T. Piazza's, right? Yeah. At the Banyan gig. Well, we got some more play here. Something they got called Neck Face. Watch for Peterson.
Thank you. not a surprise. This is ice on a spring. You're ready for rain. This is not a surprise. This is ice on a spring. You're ready for rain. In the fire, in the freezer, in the oak, in the honey, in my hair. In the fire, in the freezer, in the oak, in the honey, in my hair. Keep your gates and just walk in. You're already here. Don't turn around yet. When you have a view, you have a view. You were waiting for. It's here, you found it. Don't look up or lose your place. It's not in someone else's face. I still feel you in every scene. You're everywhere.
Exactly what I'm wearing.
Feelings I have.
Watt from Pedro Show. I was Ben Lee with Light. We played another El May, but I don't know what it's called. I liked it. Sometimes we're at a loss, right?
One of those things.
But sometimes we do know the titles. And we know the band members, too. They got some righteous names. We got some coming up next hour. But before El May, yeah, that was beautiful. We had live Cobra Verde at Amoeba Records with Jay Maskus on lead guitar. And I was on the spiel, and it was Stooges TVI, probably the fastest version I ever did. Very propulsive. And we started off with Neck Face by Ninja Academy. Too.
Yeah.
For that gong operator.
Yeah.
Coming on the end of the first hour, Watt from Pedro Show, hang tight for hour two. March 30, 2005, second hour, Watt from Pedro Show.
Yeah, I don't want to pee. We'll be right back.
from Pedro show. That was some live television doing Rolling Stone song Satisfaction. Before that, we had Mother Whistler by Moondog. And we start off the second hour with Onion Head by Masters of the Universe.
Moondog and Onion Head.
Yeah. Featuring Poopy Head on guitar there.
Poopy Head.
Who's the cats on the in that band? See the CD over there from Matt? No, by the coat. But the man had to get a mug to hold the can of Coke because he bulged out on the bottom. And it was going to flip over on us.
Which one were we looking for?
Masters of the Universe. It's it ended up there. They had funny guys. Yeah, here it is. Yeah. The singer is Ryan Deathwish. Drummer is Juan Hell of a Kent. And on the other guitar was Taco Time Bomb. All right. Masters of the Universe. And now it's my extreme pleasure. Bring aboard Brother Matt with another edition of the Spin Cycle.
Thank you.
Thank you. you know that when I die, he's gonna set me up with the spirit in the sky. Set me up with the spirit in the sky. That's where I'm gonna go when I die. When I die, can they lay me to rest? Gonna go to the place that's the best.
What is it? Well, it's a little story with a lot of truth. An earthly story with a heavenly meaning. Jesus told many parables to grown-ups and children alike. He told them simply and sincerely, in words everyone could understand, so that all might learn the lesson he was trying to teach.
Yeah.
It was selfish with the helmets for the little bus to break through it, so it's crippled up to get retorted nickel pumps. Slowly go with the more slowly robot holy woke with Monday night sections to interrogate the holy
code. I knew it!
Holy smokes, father's black suit, white collar, kitty corn dungeon guns, and three fingers for your daughter. Squat belly up, antique Nazi paraphernalia. Cannot pay your bills with holy water and Hail Mary love.
Oh,
shut the fuck up, enjoy the Alcatraz shower fun. And mommy's Madame Cliche, Generation X agnostic front. It ain't the nifty faith in 1958 before the new testament approved altar boy fisting rape. And take me to your later, long as they don't manipulate Tom or me. Call me crazy, but I bet that wasn't God's demeanor. Sodomator peeking the Long Island with Jesus every weekend. Spoon fed to appease traditional upbringing of a middle Pennsylvania shithole where elders movement stress the stellar therapeutic Bible cycle. One church with a bait and tackle store next door and not much more. So the crew moved to New York, made babies raised on what they saw. Christmas morning smells fresher than angel pussy, but immaculate conception came second to playful goodies. Like laser tag with way more spiritual than blood and body wafer bags and manger staff among a Santa Ape. Cookies.
Yeah.
Grandma was a saint, Ellie paint with snakes and bullies. Said if only you'd memorize your prayers like you did your cool G. By the time I was old enough to know what religion was, I was Catholicism numb and truly didn't give a
fuck.
94, moved out the crib and ain't seen a steeple since. What Knievel legal seats and the Christian leaders pitched. The priest slapped flat with parental advisory warnings. I'll be auditioning gods in my office on Monday morning. Slip down the hatchet, pass them through the kill switch.
I need a couple A's for Q's. I'm not an asshole, I'm just a little confused.
This story reminds us of the one Jesus told about people who were kind and helpful to others. He said that one day the king would say to these people, come, inherit the kingdom prepared for you. But when I was hungry, you gave me food. I was sick. When you visited me, I was in prison and came. But the people asked, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or sick or in prison and come to you? And the king answered, inasmuch as you have done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, you have done it unto me.
Yeah.
Just a little bruise in the back of the pew, bagged and amused with a mask on the Vatican blue. Through the eyes of the organization, I was raised in a just another sinning brick in hell's basement. Jason's and the killers and rapists for what? Drugs and fucking is part of growing up. Like cups of a dumb shit's better than the tools. I'm not an asshole, I'm just a little confused. Just a lit fuse in the back of the pew. Watching a thousand flavors of the same god feud. I figure ultimate peace is the common theme. So it's a no-brainer peace when the blood is a strain. I got a basic critical sensibility born. Good neighbor, no a halo wouldn't fit over horn. The more science and faith, the more karma than bread and booze. I'm not an asshole, I'm just a little confused. Not an asshole, I'm just a little confused. Not an asshole, I'm just a little confused. Not an asshole, I'm just a little confused.
You know what, to be completely honest, Aesop, you're a fucking asshole.
We'll be right back.
freedom. You think? You don't. You don't go skip. Beat in my heart. Suki masaka luke makai kanule maka change dunge anga jugo semangwa inga lapa dunge inga suki masangwa kulne ke kenga zongwa inga luku malapa inga zuze pa zenga luke mashaka kungu ema kupenda lapa benga dunge baka anga dunge ga bunge inga bungo inga bungo inga bungo inga banda inga kambu kunge inga zunge lapa kwa suki ma kuche inga lapa inga suki sa makasa kunge matata luke matachone bala ema kunge Inga taka, putike malakan juji maka dun dun. Inga kacan di dun bangka tin seka kata ganga. Unge basa gande, unge basa angola. Sunge malaka chupe mai kata zagi inga lakwa. Inga dujo, unge da lakwa dando. Ima haji kaka, inda wa. Use maka di unge basa angola. Inga taka tuki mata kalu ke maka inga dule maka change dunge. Anga jugo se mangwa, inga lakwa chupe. Inga tuki mata angwa, unne ke inga zongwa. Inga lupu malakwa, inga tuze pa tuzenda. Ema shakari kungu, ema kupenda lakwa. Inga tunke baka anga junge ka bunge. Inga bungo, inga bungo, inga bunge ka banda.
Makulubo, Ilabas Wenga, James, Mikau. Ah, Kwisi Maha.
I built to the end, the briar and the rose. I don't know how long it has been, but I was born in Fremensburg, near the end of spring there grows a briar and a rose. I picked the rosebud early morning, I pricked my finger on the thorn. They grown so close, the winding wove the briar around the rose. I tried to tear them both apart, I felt a bullet in my heart, all dressed up in spring's new clothes. Briar and the rose. When I'm buried in my grave, tell me so I will know. Your tears will fall to make love grow.
Through the gas that the hidden
Pedro Show. That was Ghost from Japan with the song called Piper. Before that, we had The Briar and the Rose from Tom Waits. Then we had the demo Rocky Erickson did for Click Your Fingers Applauding the Play. And that was coming out of Brother Matt's Spin Cycle, which was pretty bitchin'.
Cool, thank you.
Yeah, had some Lobos and
Blind
Boys Alabama doing Norman Greenbaum.
Yeah.
That was cool. Well, end of the second hour of March 30, 2005 edition Wap Pedro Show. Hold tight for hour three. March 30, 2005, it's the third hour of the Wap from Pedro Show. Here's part five of Dreams of Rio.
Jack Flanders has arrived in Salvador, the capital of the Brazilian state of Bahia. While leisurely strolling down the narrow, winding streets of this lovely city, Jack heard a familiar song.
The piano. Sounds awfully familiar. I wonder, could that be him?
And sure enough, it was his old friend from Tangier, Mojo Sam.
Mojo?
Good Lord, Jack Flanders.
Mojo!
Salvador was once a slave port, and Mojo, a scholar of voodoo, is studying the African religions that are so prevalent in this part of Brazil.
In Candomblé, African deities are the same as the Catholic saints. You have Iemanjá, goddess of the sea. That's the Virgin Mary.
Meanwhile, Carmen and Short Dop Detroit are in Paraty, a small fishing village down the coast from Rio.
Yeah, well, I'm getting hungry. How about a little crab, Louie?
Carmen, and I don't eat crab.
Aw, come on, it's my treat.
And lately, for some unknown reason, a lot of people are having dreams.
Oh, God. What's happening to me?
And now, week five of Dreams of Rio.
We're rolling.
All right, tape's rolling. Anytime you're ready.
Yeah. Okay. Well. Yeah. Okay. Page two.
Page two.
Mr. Shortstop, I need help.
What's the problem, Sugar?
My name is Carmen Marimba.
Carmen Marimba, huh? Gee, I like that.
My friend Jack. He's missing.
Missing, huh?
He was last seen in the...
The... Wait a minute. You don't mean the...
Yes.
Oh, you mean the...
Yes, yes.
Oh, your friend is lost in that vast, endless, loathsome...
Yes.
Horrid...
Yes.
Dense...
Yes.
Green hell...
Yes.
Known as the... mighty, mighty Amazon.
Mall.
Mall.
I feel he's lost.
Well, you know, people have known to enter that mall and they never find their way out.
I don't know where to look.
Well, fortunately, I have the latest ultra-modern technology at my fingertip. Now, here we have a vast map of the vast mall.
It's so big.
Thank you. I know. First, we better stop at the Plantain Republic Safari Clothiers here. Get outfitted for our big Brazilian adventure in the mighty Amazon Mall. Okay, we've done that. Now, the first place to look for the missing persons is the piranha wading pool.
Piranha.
Here we are.
I don't see Jack.
Yeah, I don't see Jack either.
No.
I don't see any bones that look like his.
No.
Okay. Well, just a minute. I'm going to buy a bag of popcorn. I'm going to feed the piranhas. I'll be right back. Look at that. Whoa. Whoa. Did you see that? Huh. Vicious.
How do we get back?
Just hit the return key.
Just hit.
Yeah. Did he have any other friends?
He has a friend called Mojo, Sam or something.
Mojo? Mojo,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah,
we'll try the quiet little Macumba village. Hang on. Now, let's see. Maybe there's some hot pagan dances going on down there. Not bad. I like the tall one with the...
Jack's not here.
Okay, we'll take a boat up the hallway across the infested alligator plaza, through the rapids, down the Iguaçu Falls, into the... Wait, what? I see a grass hut.
Yes, the Friendly Headhunter Pharmacy.
Stay here. I'll speak to the chief medicine man.
Hey, mister.
Hey.
I have a cell.
What?
A cell, a flop cell.
Wait.
You want shirts, you want pants,
no.
You want underwear, you want socks. Look.
Well,
don't say.
Don't say. I'm just trying to get a word in edgewise here.
Okay.
First of all, I just want to know one thing.
Yes.
Did you see Jack?
Jack?
Yeah, we're looking for Jack.
Jack, the man with
you
the shirt, red shirt,
huh?
And a pipe.
He doesn't know.
He doesn't have a pipe?
No pipe. Does he have a pipe?
Come on, shortstop, let's go.
Wait a minute, I think this guy knows
something. Yeah, I think that I know too.
What do you know?
But what about, I will tell you if you buy a pair of pants from me. Buy something from me.
I'll buy a pair of pants from you if you'll tell me what Jack was wearing.
Okay, Jack was wearing a blue jacket, kind of a grayish pants. And a red shirt.
Wrong.
With a tie.
He doesn't have a red
Jack.
Shirt.
That's not
That's
Jack.
That's not Jack. You don't know Jack.
Oh.
No luck. But I bought an authentic Amazon shark's tooth lucky earring.
Why does it say made in Taiwan?
Taiwan?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. So the shaman pulled a big sham, huh?
We're not finding Jack.
Yeah, well, let's try the upper reaches of the Rio Negro.
Rio Negro.
So there it is.
The Valley of the crystal skull.
It's covered in mist.
I wonder what they sell down there. Replica Mayan pyramids, the crystal skull keychain.
What is that sound?
It's a...
Oh my God. It's a Señor Buntoso.
Leveling everything, including the mall.
You mean his...
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, what a stupid dream.
It's becoming a recurring dream. The vultures, the body they've been picking at. Only this time, it was as though I had arrived earlier. The face was more intact. All the eyes had been pecked out, but it still had part of the nose and lips. This must sound pretty gruesome, huh?
It's just a dream, right?
Yeah, yes. I mean, of course, sure.
It's a man?
I think so.
Is he human?
Human? Well, sure, he's... I mean, it's not some alien.
Do you feel he's human?
No. Not all human.
Who do you think he is?
I have no idea.
So, then, like you said, the crabs came in under the door, and they came creeping up to the bed, you know, walking sideways, which is really creepy. And then, up the bedspread they came. I leaped out of bed. I landed in a foot of water that had come swooshing in under the door, and I immediately... And then, immediately, this crab grabs my big toe, and I try to pull it off, but it grabs my thumb, and I say, hey, let go. So, let go of my thumb, and it grabs my nose. And I try calling the hotel desk, but no one speaks English, and I was talking like this. So they couldn't understand anything, and I'm trying to figure out how you say ow, ow, ow in Portuguese.
So what did you do?
Well, I woke up, and there I was, sitting up in bed, pulling on my nose. All a dream.
Did you see the vultures out this morning?
Yeah. You think they only eat things that are dead? If something still has a little kick in it, they just squat there and wait?
Yes, vultures are very honorable birds.
Well, that's reassuring.
Why did you come here?
Bahia or Brazil?
Both.
I was sent to pick up a statue. Some sort of stone head. It fell on the floor, it cracked open, and inside was a skull, carved from a crystal stone of some sort. So I took it to an archaeologist at the National Museum in Rio. He said it was pre-Incan.
You have the skull with you?
No. The museum was broken into and it was stolen.
What did the skull look like?
Well, I have some photos here.
Yeah.
You see, it's not exactly human. It's strange cavities here for the eyes. And you see where the face extends forward where the nose would be? As though there were no real nose, but just a couple of holes. And see here the mouth. It's wide. It extends back around what should be the cheeks. And the jawbone is not at all like ours. Can you make anything of this?
I was thinking. Maybe this skull was one of the African gods, but... Incan?
Well, that's what he said.
I don't think so.
His name is Klaus Vargas. He's supposed to be an authority on Incan relics.
Oh, yeah? Well, I don't think he's right on this one.
Well, why do you say that?
I don't know. Just a feeling.
Have you noticed there's no one in this town?
So?
Well, this is obviously a place for tourists to flock to, but I'm the only one in the hotel. You and I are the only tourists here.
Except for that man I saw you talking to yesterday.
Paolo. He was here on business.
Business with you?
No, I'm here on vacation. You know, see a little Brazil. What about you?
On vacation?
Well, it's a nice place.
Yeah, it's a nice place.
But I'm leaving for Rio de Janeiro.
Oh, Rio. Such a beautiful city.
You know, I've never seen Rio.
You've never seen Rio?
No, never seen Rio. I flew directly into Sao Paulo. I took the evil bus up the coast.
Evil bus?
It was a devilish ride. No, it's evil, E-V-A-L.
Well, Mr. Shortstop, I'm driving...
You can call me Short Top.
Yes, Mr. Shortstop. I'm driving back this morning. Would you like a ride?
A ride to Rio? I appreciate that.
You'll like Rio.
I've been looking forward to seeing those bikinis. Oh, yes, indeed.
There's not much to see.
Not much.
Very, very, very little. So little, little, little tiny strings. Like what you use to floss your teeth.
Whoa, ho, ho, ho.
You got a free trip to Rio just to pick up a statue?
Yeah, it was set up. There's something I haven't told anyone.
Yes?
Well, back in the U.S., when I was in the Grand Mall... But by the way, have you been back there lately?
No.
Well, you know, all the malls have connected. I mean, it's all one endless mall now.
I believe you. I saw it coming.
Well, anyway, there was a stand. You know how they put a counter in the aisle and sell anything from pretzels to jewelry? But this one place sold things from Brazil. Bookends, letter openers, boxes made from amethyst or garnet, whatever... animal figurines, parrots, elephants, alligators, toucans, all carved out of the stuff.
Yeah, they sell that everywhere here.
Yeah, I've noticed. Anyway, as I was walking by, one of the figurines caught my eye. It was a little turtle, only about an inch and a half long. The back of the turtle, you know, the shell, was made from an odd sort of semi-precious stone. The feet, head and tail, they were all silver. Anyway, I reached out to pick it up, and my hand stopped. There were two of them. Two identical turtles. It was then I noticed each stone had a black spot in the center. Like they were dilated pupils looking at me. And just by moving the slightest bit... The light caused them to expand and contract. As though they were focusing on me.
You mean the backs of the turtles were really eyes?
Exactly. Eyes disguised as turtles.
What happened?
I guess I sort of tranced out for a moment, and the next thing I knew, I had bought them.
Then what?
Out of nowhere, someone by the name of Short Top Detroit appears and offers me a free trip to Brazil.
They're not glass eyes.
No, but they're like glass eyes, only it's a clear gem with a dark slit in the center. It seems to open and close with the light. Oh, here. I've been carrying these things in my pocket.
Yeah. Eyes are all right. I was just crying back there. Yeah, they are eyes.
Oh, how do they feel to you?
Well, it feels like they're waiting.
For what?
I don't know.
You know, the one thing I want to see in Rio is the Carmen Miranda Museum.
Miranda has a museum?
Oh, yeah. When I was a kid, Rio was this romantic place for me, a tropical paradise where everyone danced under the moon and would suddenly start singing. I loved her hats and all those bananas and pineapples.
Carmen Miranda was my aunt.
No.
Yes.
Your aunt?
Yes.
Really?
Not really. Not my real aunt, but I was named after her. So I always thought of her as La Tia Carmen.
Oh, boy, she must be a hero for you Brazilians, like Aunt Jemima is for us. You ever met her?
No, and I'm not Brazilian. I was born in Guadalajara.
Guadalajara? Oh, yeah, yeah. I knew a woman there once. She used to do the Indian rope trick with both of her feet behind. Well, never mind. That was another story. Anyway, what about Carmen Miranda's shoes and those heels, huh?
Oh, I would wear my mother's shoes. And put fruit on my head and dance and fall over.
Whoa. Oh, man. I love Carmen Miranda. Oh, Carmen Miranda, a tribute to her country, Portugal.
So, this is your apartment, Mojo. Nice view of the bay.
Yeah, I like it. You want a beer?
Oh, that'd be great. That's really hot out there.
I used to go with this woman back in Philly. Her name was Ellie. This was a long time ago. And then I met someone else and, you know, I lived in this apartment house and Ellie lived directly below me. So one night, I started hearing some chanting and then the drums started and I knew what she was up to.
Voodoo?
Oh, yeah. She was conjuring up something to get me back. And those drums went on all night. Into the next day, took a break. And back at it again all the next night. She was doing me good.
What happened?
It worked.
You went back to her?
I did.
Well, how did you feel about her doing that to you?
To me, Ellie is the most beautiful woman in the world. If she snapped her fingers, I just might be right back there in Philly.
Really?
Yeah, I'm telling you. If you ever hear those drums, you say, feet do your stuff.
God. And he's laughing about it.
Sometimes I'll tell you about the Black Venus.
The Black Venus?
That's right.
Oh, God, I don't think I want to know.
Gasohol, huh? This thing runs on sugar cane?
Look at what they have done. Chihuahua.
Chihuahua?
Gasohol was 40 cents a gallon. Now look, costs as much as in the United States.
Well, that explains why there were no tourists in Paraty. They couldn't afford to drive there.
Bom dia. Quanto é que vão querer?
Fill her up.
Olha, por que está tão cara?
Bom, dois dias depois das eleições, o governo dobrou o preço da gasolina.
What'd she say?
She says 2 days after the election, the government doubled the price of gasoline and gasohol.
That makes sense.
Se eles mudassem o preço antes das eleições, não teriam conseguido nenhum voto, né?
What'd you say?
They raised the price before the election and no one would vote for them.
Did you see that on TV? They were burning cars in Brasilia.
O quê?
Yeah.
Dice que se viu em televisão como queimavam os coches em Brasília.
Ah, é verdade.
Yeah, he really torched those suckers. Poof!
O quê?
Que los queimaram.
Yeah.
Poof! É verdade. Poof!
Yesterday, remember we were talking about the slaves and the African deities they brought with them?
Yeah.
There was one thing I wanted to ask you.
Sure.
Not all of the deities brought over survived, did they?
That's right. What happened was this. Back in Nigeria, even today, the big festivals deal with the land, agriculture. But for the slaves over here, why pray to the gods for good crops when it's the slave master who's making the profit? A big harvest meant more work. Better to pray for drought or for epidemics to destroy their plantation, right? So a lot of what were beneficial gods were discarded. And what became important were Ogun, god of war, Shango, god of justice, Eshu, god of vengeance.
I see.
When you heard the drums at night, it wasn't invoking rain or prosperity for the village, the way it used to be back home. No. It was calling for something else. And just maybe, some beautiful black woman might decide to get revenge on her haughty white mistress by brewing up some herbs to make the master fall in love with her instead.
Are we talking about the Black Venus?
Not quite yet. Or that same beautiful black woman may brew up some toxic plants known as herbs for sweetening the master that would slowly eat away his brain. Oh, yeah. Oobla dee oobla da. Life goes on.
Oh, nice, Mojo.
Now, you want to know about the Black Venus?
No.
You know, that's funny. Running a car on sugar cane. Just stick in a couple of stalks in there and boom.
¿Qué que él está falando?
Nada importante.
What's that?
She wanted to know what you were saying, and I told her nothing.
Yeah, well, ask her if she knows Carmen Miranda.
El señor Shortstop quiere saber si usted conoce a Carmen Miranda.
Carmen Miranda? Claro, ela era maravilhosa. Quando eu era menina, sonhava em ser Carmen Miranda.
What did she say? That when she was a small girl, she wanted to be Carmen Miranda.
Yeah, well, they don't build them that short anymore.
O chico-chico cá, o chico-chico lá, comendo todo meu fubá. O chico-chico cá, o chico-chico lá, comendo todo meu fubá.
I'll tell you what. Give me the eyes, and I'll take them to a place I know. See what they say. Ooh. Listen, you want to take a nap?
Yeah.
Just stretch out over there. I'll see what I can find out.
Thanks. Mojo, what is this thing?
Oh, her. She's something, isn't she?
What is she?
Wood? Is this some voodoo idol?
She's cute, don't you think?
Well, she does have a pretty face, a calm expression. Not at all what I would expect for a woman that has two little red horns on the top of her head.
Yeah, the horns are a nice touch.
She doesn't look like a devil. Why the horns?
Pan had horns and hoofs. In fact, they made him into the devil. But he's no devil. Just got a good sense of humor.
Well, how do you think Pan feels about being made into the devil?
He's probably laughing.
Why do I get so sleepy when I look at her?
Yeah, everything pagan becomes suspect. Too bad this earth gets no respect.
Oh, wait, Mojo. What's your little horned friend called?
Ellie.
Uh-huh, right.
Hearing things and I'm not even sleeping.
Look at me.
This is what I was afraid of. Now Mojo's statue is talking to me.
You wish to know about the eyes.
Yes, that's right.
You must leave for Belém.
Why?
The Legion Museum, the Guild Museum, is someone who can tell you what you must know.
All right. Well, what's his name?
Frida.
Frida? Not little Frida.
Just not little.
Not little. Oh, does she wear pigtails?
Pigtails? Sometimes.
Sometimes. But does she smoke cigars?
Cigars. Sometimes.
Sometimes. But she's not little.
No, not little.
Gee. Could she have grown? I always thought she'd remain sort of like, little orphan Annie.
Not little Gossifrida. Bye-bye.
Not little.
Who are you talking to?
Ellie. She said I should go to Belém. That I should meet someone by the name of Frida.
Little Frida?
She said she wasn't little.
Maybe she grew.
Yeah, maybe now she's Big Frida. What?
What did you find out?
Nothing. They don't know what the eyes are. Except...
Yes?
They're waiting.
Ah, my lifelong dream, to visit the Carmen Miranda Museum.
Well, Mr. Shortstop, welcome to the Carmen Miranda Museum.
So they have stayed with the falecida Dona Carmen Miranda, no?
What did he say?
He says keep quiet.
Carmen was never quiet, all due respect, but they should be singing in here.
Look, look, they have her hat. Oh, what hats, I love
them. Beautiful.
Silencio, silencio.
Shh, shh.
Cala a boca! Cala a boca!
Well, tell Professor Vargas I'll be staying at the Equatorial Palace Hotel in Belen. Yes, he can reach me there. Goodbye.
They got a nice fish market there.
Well, I'll certainly make an effort to see it.
They have some big fish. They pull out the Amazon.
Okay, okay. As soon as I get to Belém, I'll start sniffing around for the fish market.
If you run into trouble, I'll be here.
Thanks, Mojo. I'll remember that.
Do you know something about el tico tico?
What?
There are people that play tico tico on their cheeks, like this.
Really?
Ha!
How do you do that?
Come over here. I'll teach you. Come here, come here.
Yeah.
Stretch your face. Stretch your face so that I can slap you. No, no, but you have to open your mouth. You have to open your mouth.
Okay.
Now, here.
Hey, fora. Não entende o que a gente fala, não? Os dois. Fora.
How about some coffee?
You bet.
We always say a tico tico, tico tico.
Thank you.
Art Pepper is not a happy man. I want to be in your ass. I want to be up your ass. She came to my house in the morning and I fucked her in the ass, or considered calling. It's a good thing I didn't call her. My name, my number, my heart, my phone, my dick up her ass, and we both need a piss. Hi, I'm Richard, make that Art, and you can't have my current unlisted number, but you can always have my dick. If you peed right now, you would still have my dick. If you yellow the sheets, you will still have my dick. If you wee-weed the mattress, you'd still have it. Hey, and I hate mornings I've got the aches and haven't even had a drink, and my heart is a beached whale on Zuma Mizuma Beach, with spears running through it. But my dick still works some times.
What from Pedro Show? As Richard Meltzer with Art Pepper is not a happy man. Before that, we had the Black Lips with Ain't Coming Back. Before that, Lightning's Melody by Guitar Wolf. And we start off the third hour with part 5. Dreams are real.
Jack.
And maybe Big Frida. You folks been following the adventures of Jack Flanders. You know about Little Frida. Smoke cigars. Pigtail stand up. No pupils in her eyes. She is a tripper. People going around. You know, the first adventure was Fourth Tower of Inverness, 1972. And this was done in 2003. So that's
about time to get the watch.
Yeah. Talking about how old Jack must be now. Here's something from England. A band called Rooster doing a cover of a Lou Reed song. What from Pedro Show.
satellites come up to the sky. Things like that drive me out of my mind. I watched it for a little while. I like to watch it on TV. Parking cars. I watch it for a little while. I love to watch things on TV. Satellite of love.
What from Pedro show. That was Awnings for Eyelids. And the tune of theirs called Every Year. I wonder if I played that before.
I know you played some Awning by Eyelids in the last few shows.
Have I?
Yeah, because I remember that name.
Hope it wasn't the same tune. But that was a good jam.
Yeah.
It must be their jam tune for the album.
Went good after.
What's the album called? Tune? I think it's eponymous. Is that what you say?
I don't say it.
Eponymous, knowing the album's named after the band. I thought the term was eponymous.
Works for me.
Okay. Because I know somebody, I think Albert Bouchard's band, Brain Surgeons, called their first album eponymous. Maybe I looked it up. Found that meaning. Delved that cipher. Before that, we had Hey Buddy by Pale Room. And Spectrasonic Sound by The Nation of Ulysses. Before that, we started with Satellite of Love by Rooster. Last show for a while, 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Watt's gone 41 days. On this Marco Toro in Europe 2 tour 2005. Kind of gave it the same name as the other tour. Just said it's in Europe 2. You know, like also. But it also 2, because it's the second tour for Second Man's Mill Stamp. Illness Peace and put it to bed, start work on another record. This time I'm going to go for short songs and probably guitar, bass, drum trio. Come back to the organ though, because I really like it. But I got to, after doing them a couple duet gigs with Georgie, and then, I don't know, I had kind of a flash back on Minutemen stuff, and so I was kind of taken by that form. So maybe explore it again 20 years later.
Bitching.
That's my plan on that. I'll be going back to Europe with Stooges stuff all through the summer. I also got a week of gigs, the Warped Tour, the Cali gigs, seven
cool.
gigs with Peter DiStefano.
Cool.
That'll be interesting to see what we do.
When's that?
We'll be out June 30 to July 7th.
Oh, cool.
But it Burn runs through the whole summer, you know. But we'll be just doing the Cali gigs. It'll be like in between Stooges things. Also, we've got some Dose gigs. Almost done. Only 3 more songs for the album.
Cool.
Almost done with the 4th album. Probably start working fall. New. What record? What else do we got going? Oh yeah, maybe the Monterey Jazz Festival. Bang!
Wow, bitchin'.
That's what I hear.
That'd be great.
That's pretty trippy, huh? To have the old Bang. You know, we had plans for tonight's show. Yeah, it's a nighttime show here. We're on a Wednesday, which is kind of unusual.
Yeah, a rare Wednesday night show.
Right. Because you were gone, Mexico.
Yeah, I went for a little Mexico journey. That was cool.
Yeah, what town?
Ensenada.
Yeah.
Went gone with fish tacos. That was my purpose.
Coma. I get the comidas down.
Yeah.
But we had a plan for tonight to have Jack Brewer of Sacrum Trust aboard, but Jack does not have the address, I guess. But the message said. Sure, I emailed it to him, but we'll have him back. And we'll have him for a full show. He was going to come, you know, just for the last part, but we'll have him next time. In fact, reading poems and collaborating on a spin cycle.
Cool.
Merge with the Brother Man there.
Vision.
And what you say, you've had visions of that kind of thing?
Oh, it's like spoken word with the cool grooves.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I think that's got a whole big realm of possibilities for some. Like, as a teacher, I dig it, because it's like you can teach people with the beat, you know, sneak it in on them. probably stuff maybe they wouldn't check out or know about otherwise. We could slip it in that way.
Because it's got beats.
Yeah. That's our alternative educator.
Yeah.
I think of slipping it in.
Slip it in.
Slip that money. Yeah, so.
There you go.
That's something I always kind of trip on and like to fiddle with.
Yeah. And Jack, he can reel them off.
Cool.
Get passionate with his verbiage. That'd be cool. Yeah, you were asking me what he's doing. He's still doing Saccharin. In fact, they got a vibes player now.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so it's a five-man band. And but I know Joey Bison's been doing his Universal Congress also. Double dip. Jack's been doing a lot of construction. In fact, he's in Valencia tomorrow morning early. Clocks change.
It's that time again. Good. Get back to normal.
Europe dudes already did it. I think last week. Well, now it's our turn, and it's the day we fly. Raul's never been to Europe. That's going to be a trip for him.
Cool.
Yeah.
So has he been cruising the old boat a lot?
He's still on the bike. I think
it's, man.
One of the dudes, you know, he's in the Peck, the old Peck mansion.
Yeah,
on 10th
yeah,
Street.
Yeah.
You know, 4th Street anymore, but one of the cats who lives there, I think, drives it around. I think they're going to, his name's Kevin, he's a cool cat, and I think he's going to drive us to the airport.
Oh, cool.
So I'll have another ride in the boat. Very cool.
Nice.
But Raul's got to get down to it and learn to wheel it. I mean, he owns it. It is. That reminds me of Dezo. Dezo had a van when he had that van DC-3. He got a van and he never drove it. He never didn't know how to drive. The other guy's in the van drove
it. Had a driver.
I think, yeah, he's living in Brooklyn now, so, you know, over there.
You'll
have to
drive. Nice. I'd love to unload a car.
Transpo. In fact, it's expensive. I think I told you, like $800-$900 a month to park.
Damn.
You're living over there. And then the weather beats it all up. They're just doing public transpo. I rode public transpo, that anti-war thing last week. Blue Line.
Oh, up to... the
no, not Blue Line. There's another one. Once you're up there. Because the park was so bad. So Kristen... Well, something between downtown and Hollywood comes up. You come up right on Hollywood and Highland. That mall, stupid stuff. Yeah, did you get those pictures I float?
Yeah, yeah.
Those dudes put on that weird little parade. That was trippy. That was surreal. They were bizarre. They didn't make a sound, you know, except for their little instruments. But yeah, it was all right to write on that thing. Well, we're at the end of another Watt from Pedro show, March 30, 2005 edition. See you when I come back.
Happy trails.
Thank you, Brother Matt. Everybody, keep your powder dry.